Tuesday, I made my promise to Andy Longclaw. I promised to tell you how we saved our business from closure, how we then made record profits with record productivity, how you too can motivate and turn on the power of your whole workforce. But first, I want to tell you why I made this promise and how this book came to be written. It all began at Walton Memorial Hospital, June 7, 1994. Andy was in the hospital. We both knew it would be our last visit, but I couldn't bring myself to admit he was going, or to tell him the things I needed to say. Instead, I chatted brightly about the spring day, baseball, and business. In mid-sentence, I stopped. I'd just run out of small talk. There was, for me, a short and awkward silence. Then I heard my thoughts break through. "I love you, Andy," I choked out. His large, weathered hand moved slowly across the sheet and covered mine with a grip that was still surprisingly strong. "I know," he said, then added, "I love you too. Always have." Whether it was the emotion of the moment or my visit that had worn him out, I don't know. But he closed his eyes. His head rested easily on the pillow. I knew he wasn't asleep. His hand still held mine in a reassuring grip. He may simply have been honoring the moment with silence. I had learned over the years that a long silence from Andy was his way of telling me that what I'd said was important. It deserved its own space before being banished by a reply. We sat together, our hands touching, for several minutes. Andy once told me his mother had taught him not to wait for silence before speaking, but rather to wait for the silence to end. Finally, Andy spoke, his voice clear but weak. "I will be leaving today to join my ancestors." As always, he tackled the issue head on. I didn't reply, but no reply was necessary as he continued. "You have blessed me with pride and riches." "Oh, no, Andy, no," I protested. "It is you who have blessed me and everyone in the company." "We have done much together," Andy said with a wisdom and finality. Then he added, "There is still much to be done. Too many toil alone. They are unhappy. Their spirits die at the office door." I gave Andy's hand a gentle squeeze. "Their spirits die at the office door." How true. All across America, spirits died at the office door. "You must tell the story so our children can tell their children." Andy paused and took several deep breaths before continuing. "The gung-ho story. The spirit of the squirrel. The way of the beaver. The gift of the goose." "I will, Andy. I will. I promise." "Thank you," he replied. "You have lifted my last burden." Then he added, "The owl calls my name and waits to lead me on. I will go while there is still light." He looked over at me and smiled with a look of tranquility I'll never forget. "Gung-ho, friend." "Gung-ho, friend," I replied. "Gung-ho" had been our special greeting and our goodbye for many years. This was to be our last.